It was the kind of evening that wraps the world in quiet. The sun had dipped below the horizon, leaving the sky a deep, velvety blue, and a soft mist had begun to curl around the edges of the fields. I had been walking since mid-afternoon, hoping to find a village or an inn before nightfall. My pack was slung over my shoulder, heavy with trinkets and tales I'd collected from places I'd long since left behind. But lately, those tales had begun to feel lifeless in my hands, like faded relics of a time I could barely remember. The words I once spoke with ease now felt hollow, and every step along the road seemed to stretch the distance between me and the stories I yearned to tell. I told myself I was simply looking for shelter, but the truth was, I was searching for something more. A spark, a thread, anything to remind me why I began this wandering life in the first place. I remember thinking the road ahead seemed endless, the hedgerows on either side fading into shadows as the mist thickened. My boots scuffed against the dirt path, the sound muffled by the stillness. There wasn't a soul in sight, not a flicker of light from a farmhouse window, not the distant bark of a dog. Just the fog, creeping in like a tide, swallowing the world piece by piece. And then I saw it. A light. A faint, golden glow. At first, I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, that it might be a lantern bobbing in the hands of another traveller. But as I kept walking, the light didn't move. It stayed steady, fixed in the mist, growing clearer with each step I took. Before long, I found myself standing before a small stone cottage, its walls cloaked in ivy and moss, as though the earth itself had tried to reclaim it. The roof was thatched, weathered with age, and a single candle burned in the window, its flame flickering gently behind rippled glass. I stood there for a moment, unsure of what to do. There was no sign of smoke rising from a chimney, no sound of movement within, but the candlelight was warm and inviting. A promise of shelter on an otherwise cold, damp night. I took a step closer, and my hand brushed against the wrought iron gate, which creaked softly as it swung open. The path leading to the door was lined with wildflowers, their colours muted by the fog. I hesitated again, a faint prickle of unease running down my spine. There was something strange about this place, something out of step with the world I knew. But the chill in the air was biting, and the thought of walking further into the dark without any sense of direction made up my mind for me. I raised my hand and knocked. The sound echoed, louder than I'd expected, and then silence fell again. I waited, counting heartbeats, my breath visible in the cold night air. Just as I was about to turn away, the door creaked open. What I saw inside stopped me in my tracks. It wasn't just the cozy interior of a cottage, as I'd expected. Beyond the threshold stretched a cobblestone street, glowing faintly under the light of dozens of lanterns. My eyes widened as I took in the sight of an entire village hidden behind the walls of this unassuming little house. I stepped through without thinking, drawn forward by a sense of wonder so strong It felt like a physical pull. The door closed softly behind me, and the fog, the chill, the lonely path, they all disappeared as though they'd never existed. I stood there, staring at the scene before me. The doorway I had just passed through was gone. No cottage walls, no wooden door, nothing to suggest how I had arrived. Instead, a cobblestone street stretched out in a gentle curve, lined with cottages and shops that seemed to glow from within. Their windows lit by the soft flicker of lanterns and candles. It wasn't the harsh brightness of a city, or even the steady glow of a town's lamps. It was warm and inviting, like firelight spilling out into the night. The air smelled faintly of wood smoke and fresh bread, and as I took a step forward, I began to notice people, villagers moving about with an easy, unhurried grace. A man in a simple tunic and sturdy boots carried a basket of firewood across the street, pausing to adjust the strap over his shoulder. Nearby, a young boy chased after a stray chicken, laughing as it darted between his feet. A woman in a patched apron stood outside a bakery, brushing flour from her hands as she called out to someone further down the lane. Their movements were quiet and purposeful, yet unhurried, as though the world beyond this place didn't exist. No one seemed startled by my arrival. If anything, it felt like I belonged here, though I knew I'd never seen this place before in my life. I took a few hesitant steps down the street, my boots clicking softly against the cobblestones. To my left, an elderly man sat in a rocking chair outside a small shop, whittling away at a piece of wood. He glanced up as I passed and gave me a nod, his eyes twinkling with a kind of quiet amusement. "Evening," he said, his voice deep and gravelly, but kind. "Evening," I replied, unsure of what else to say. Further along, I passed a bakery, its door propped open to let out the rich, comforting scent of freshly baked pies and loaves. A woman inside, her apron dusted with flour, waved at me as though she knew me. Everyone I passed seemed to greet me with the same warmth, as though I were an old friend returning after a long journey. I finally stopped in the middle of a small square where a fountain bubbled softly, its water glinting in the lantern light. I turned slowly, taking it all in, the cottages with their flower boxes, the shop signs swinging gently in the breeze, the sound of laughter coming from a nearby tavern. It was a place out of a storybook, impossibly perfect, impossibly hidden. "Welcome," a voice said behind me, startling me. I turned to find a woman standing there, her hair pinned neatly beneath a bonnet, her smile as serene as the stillness of the village. She held a basket filled with what looked like wild flowers and herbs, and her eyes seemed to hold a quiet wisdom. "Thank you," I said, unsure of what else to say. "This is a remarkable place. I didn't even know it existed." "Few do," she replied, her smile deepening. "But those who are meant to find it always do." "You're a storyteller, aren't you?" I blinked, surprised. "How did you know that?" "You carry it with you," she said, as though that explained everything. Come, you'll want to meet the others. She led me to the tavern I'd heard earlier, a small, cozy building with a wooden sign hanging above the door that read, "The Lantern's Rest." Inside, the warmth was immediate, the air filled with the scent of spiced cider and roasted meats. A fire crackled in the hearth, and the room was filled with villagers, their faces lit by both the flames and their easy laughter. As I stepped inside, the room quieted and all eyes turned toward me. But instead of the awkward silence I might have expected, there was a collective sense of welcome. Someone pulled out a chair by the fire, and another brought over a plate of food and a mug of cider before I'd even had a chance to sit down. For hours, I listened to their stories. Strange, wonderful tales of things I'd never heard of before. A farmer spoke of a tree in the forest that bore fruit only under the light of the full moon. A seamstress described a thread she'd once spun that could mend broken hearts. And the woman who'd greeted me in the square told the story of a bridge that connected the waking world to the realm of dreams. Their stories were unlike any I'd ever heard, each one steeped in magic and wonder, yet told as casually as if they were recounting the weather. I shared a few of my own tales in return, though for the first time in a long while, my stories felt pale in comparison. When the hour grew late, and the fire had burned down to embers, the villagers began to drift away, one by one. The tavern keeper, a stocky man with a kindly face, approached me with a warm smile. "You'll be needing a place to rest," he said, motioning toward a small door tucked near the back of the room. He led me to a simple, cozy chamber lit by a single lantern. The bed was covered with a thick woolen blanket, and a small table beside it held a clay jug of water and a carved wooden cup. It was humbler than some places I'd stayed, but it felt far more welcoming. As I lay down, I thought of the villagers' stories. Their quiet wonder, the way they spoke of impossible things with such ease. My mind was filled with their words, and as I drifted off, I wondered if I might dream of moonlit orchards or thread that mended broken hearts. When I woke the next morning, the faint light of dawn was spilling through the single small window of the side room. I stretched, feeling surprisingly well rested, and stepped back into the main hall of the tavern. The fire had long since died down, leaving only the faint scent of smoke in the air. The room was quiet now, the warmth and laughter of the night before replaced by stillness. For a moment, I wondered if it had all been a dream, the village, the stories, the quiet magic of the place. But then I found the package I had been gifted the night before, still wrapped in the soft cloth the woman had given me. The reality of it grounded me, and I decided to take one last walk through the village before continuing my journey. Stepping outside, I expected to find the cobbled streets bathed in the soft light of dawn, the village stirring to life with the quiet hum of a new day. Instead, I was greeted by silence and emptiness. The mist had lifted, revealing a simple, open field. The cobbled streets, the square, the fountain, all of it was gone, as though it had never been there at all. I turned slowly to look back at the tavern I had just stepped out of, only to find it wasn't there. A strange mix of shock and wonder rippled through me as I stared at the empty field, untouched and quiet. It was as though the place had never existed at all. For a fleeting moment, I questioned whether I was still dreaming, the edges of reality feeling strangely fragile. I stood in the middle of the field, turning in slow circles, searching for any trace of the village. But there was nothing, just grass, trees, and the faint chirping of birds in the distance. My chest tightened with a strange mix of loss and awe. It wasn't just the village that had disappeared. It was the feeling it had given me. The warmth, the belonging, the quiet wonder of its stories. But even as that ache settled in, I realized it had left me something too. I unwrapped the cloth, revealing a small, intricately carved wooden box. It was simple yet beautiful, the kind of object that seemed to hold secrets. I opened it carefully, expecting something inside, perhaps a note or a keepsake from the village. Instead, it was empty. At first, I didn't understand. I turned the box over in my hands, searching for any hidden compartments or clues, but there was nothing more to it. Just the box, its emptiness both puzzling and oddly profound. And then I noticed the inscription carved into the underside of the lid. Every story begins with an empty page. The words hit me with a quiet force, as though they'd been written just for me. The village had vanished, yes, but it hadn't left me with nothing. It had given me what I'd been searching for all along, the inspiration to create, to find the stories that only I could tell. I smiled, the ache in my chest softening into something lighter. I don't know if I'll ever find the village again, or if it will ever appear to anyone else. Maybe it exists only for those who need it, vanishing as soon as its purpose is fulfilled. But I carry it with me now, in the stories I'll write, in the tales I'll share, and in the quiet reminder that magic exists, even if we can't always see it. With the box tucked carefully into my pack, I turned back to the path and began walking, the mist dissolving around me. The road ahead felt wide and full of possibility, and for the first time in a long while, I was ready to follow it. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the story, please consider subscribing to the podcast, leaving a review, and sharing it with someone who loves a good story. It truly helps keep these tales alive. And if you'd like to experience more stories brought to life with immersive visuals, head over to the Night Tales YouTube channel and subscribe. There's a link in the show notes. Your support means the world. I'll be releasing new stories regularly, so stay tuned. See you next time.